which well, we still have the strange hands. Salve, Major Fed, a very good morning.
Good morning.
We're continuing on from Dafka Base on the Alif. It's showing the Shum Hitzor, the Suga of what the liability of the person is fired. So, Red Machlit is Rabbi Yechon and the Shlokish. Rabbi Yechon said the reason why the Torah said your Chayim for Eish is because if it was your arrow. There's a quick recap about 5 lines down in the Gemara doing about that at the moment. So Beirchon said the reason why you're chayv is because it's considered as if it's your arrow. It's like an automatic, somebody lights a fire and the fire spreads. Any damage that happens is as if the person himself caused that damage. And Reish Lakish said, no, it's not. It's not you that did it. The fire went on its own. So what was really the reason why Yitzchak is liable for it is because it considered your money. Eishoy Meshum HaMoymeh, it's considered your money. And just like if you have an ox, it causes damage, you have to pay for that because you're required to look after your property. So too, you're required to look after your money. For us at Reish Lakish, my time and love with Rabbi Yechon, why didn't Reish Lakish hold Rabbi Yechon? Why is it not considered your act? Why is it not considered an extension of your, what you did, your qayyad? Which we explain, meaning, in an arrow, when a person shoots an arrow, the distance the arrow went was directly proportional to the effort the man expended into sending his arrow. If a person puts a little bit of effort, the arrow may go to a short amount of place. If a person puts more effort, the arrow goes further. As in that fire, the fact that the fire travels more or less has nothing to do with the original koyach expended in creating that fire. He created that energy, that's what he did, and then that energy goes wild. But when he puts in tons of effort into making this fire, or he puts in a small amount of effort to making the fire will make cause the same amount of damage. So the reason why the fire damaged is not because of him. He was the cause, obviously, but it wasn't his act. It must be because of something. That's what Reish Lakish said. And Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yechon, my time and the Amak Reish Lakish. Why didn't Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon hold like Reish Lakish? Why did he not agree? Reish Lakish is right. There's nothing to do with your original act. Depending on how much effort you put in, of course, how much fire to go, it's nothing like that. So why are you saying it is? There's a weird one because I can't hold the Memoino. Memoino is Bema Moshe, or less Bema Moshe. So that was the introduction. So, again, why Beerthman holds where? Well, Beerthman holds where Shokish holds where Shokish. It means in Sfar we came out that Shokish is right. And an act has to be, if you want to consider the damage was caused due to me, it had to be that had I done my act somewhat differently, that damage wouldn't have happened. And that's not true by fire. Fire, again, strike the match with tremendous vigor, or just with a slight little thing, and the fire will cause the same thing. The reason why the fire goes, it's all because of its own natural energy. So you can't be chayv because of chitzor. Why are you going to be chayv? So you have to be chayv because of memory. That's what it's talking about. And if everyone says, I'd love to agree to you, I'd love to agree that it's memory, but it's not. Memory is prima mosha. This doesn't have emotions. Therefore, I have to learn that if the Torah is dechayiv, it must be because of chitzor.
What if you have
it doesn't fire and shaheves, the flame, can't hold them on a flame. The thing that damages is the flame. The flame is not something you can grab hold of. The coals you can. Since Rashi, we pointed that out, Rashi says it's the shaheves that's causing the damage, not the coals. The flame is not something you can hold on.
What about the learning board? When we learn the board, and there's the Lamanda Amar that holds that the air is this.
He said, I have a problem with this. Yeah, I have a problem with
this. Oh. That's also the air, also doesn't, I mean, the person above the board, but it's the air that kills
the Heva.
Heva. And Ebel is similar to, like, it has its own co-op, it has its own...
So he's asked the question. So he's been brought up on here. Give him a maximum weight. So we'll wait until... Good question. So we'll wait until this. Okay. That is, that's like Dala, that's an introduction. We now know there's two opinions. We've got an opinion of Chitzov and an opinion of Mamoinoi. That's the two opinions of the sugya. Kipshutoi, Rishlokish does not hold a review. He just said he can't. Kipshutoi, if comes to Rishlokish, it has to be your money that holds. If it's not your money all the time, you wouldn't be afraid. And Kipshutoi, review it on his fairly called Rishlokish. Even if it is your fire, you wouldn't be afraid unless we come on to Kipshutoi. Kipshutoi is double machlekes. Rishlokish doesn't hold a review it on. I mean, therefore, Ishlokish says, if it's not your flame, you're never going to be a chav. And if Yechon doesn't hold with Ishlokish, and he holds that if, for some reason, you wouldn't be a chav because of Kirchai, you won't be a chav, even if it's your flame. That's Kipshuta in the Dhamma Machlis, right? Eishu Mishum Chitzon, that's what it is, his arrow. He's Eishu Mishum Mishum. There's a big cash on this. Shit on Rashi. Rashi says, remember, look at Rashi, Mishum Amoinoi. Actually, the fourth wide line of the page. Kisol Kadaito, the Ikemenayo, there's an Afkemine, Kigoin Sheidik, Megacheles Sheinoi Shevel. If somebody lights something with a Gacheles, it's not his fire, then it'll be Echon Chayiv, the Chitzavim. Or a Shlokish Boto, the Lav, the Moinoi Hu. Says Rashi. A Kundu Ishlokish, if it's not your fire, even if you cause the salt thing to burn down, you wouldn't be chayv. It has to be your fire. Right? That's the opinion of Ishlokish according to Rashi. This is going to be a chiddush again, but we're learning Rashi. This Rashi learns, Hidlik begacheles she'eini shaloi, if somebody lights something using a chelis that's not his, because the Ishlokish should be potter. Which sounds a crazy chiddush. Come to that. Come to Ishlokish. If somebody would take a burning coal and put it on somebody's sukkah or house, and the house burns down, if it wasn't his coal, he wouldn't be chayiv. If Reuven would take Shimon's coal, somebody made the barbecue and left the coals lying around. And Shimon, Reuven takes those cords and he burns down somebody's car, it'd be potter.
Like if there's a hole or a potential hole that hasn't been lit yet.
And then
he lights that hole.
Okay, fine. So my idea is whether the water
already is.
And then he takes it and he goes and burns something down, or he doesn't want to touch this coal because it's burning hot. We've got another eight, so you know what? I'm going to bring wood. We're going to transfer this fire from A to B and cause a massive fire. In those cases, you'll be bottom. The one who did it is bottom. It sounds a wild chiddush. No, if you come to Ishlokish, it's not within the chitzor, but we should remain there. And it's not even money. Sounds a wild chiddush, and not only it sounds a wild
chiddush.
Adam is a person who does something with his hands. He didn't do it with his hands. What he did was, he put a piece of wood there, and the fire went along this fire, and this piece of wood, and burnt down somebody's house. Somebody make it like going with fire. You want to do your things, right? And along comes up, he sees a nice like going with fire, and he goes, enemy's house nearby. So your posh brings a piece of wood, connects the Agboim fire to that person's house and walks off. Right. Not other mamazik here, because in the British Lokish, Eishim is shown memoinim, not Mishon Chitzov. So how did the house get burned down? Because a fire went along, transversed this piece of wood, caught all of that house, and burnt it there. So according to that, it should be, from British Lokish, it should be possible. Right?
Okay, excellent.
Right, should we?
In Hatonas, though.
Oh, so this is the big kasha which Shua and Yossi came to ask yesterday, which is a very valid question. That in our Koinus, the Gemara, we learned many months ago, on Daaf Slamer, based on them. The Amun Tesamut base is a Mishnah. We know Rish Lakish can't be Chedek a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in the second Mishnah of Nun Testament base, it's about 6 or 7 lines up from the bottom of the Omid. It says there, Echod Hevisol, in the middle of the line, Echod Hevisol, one person brought the flame, the Echod Hevisol eats him, and another person brought the wood. And because of the wood, the fire was able to catch hold of somewhere else. And maybe it's the Eitzim Chayah, the one who brings wood is Chayah, even though it's not his fire. Therefore, maybe so. Some people do. The other person will eat him. And maybe it's the Eitzim Chayah to come and push a Mishnah, not like Rish Lakish. That's impossible. Can't be. How can Rish Lakish argue with a push a Mishnah? This Kasha, as well as all the Kashas are going to ask, is a very strong Kasha on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is saying, you're only Chayah if it's your mommy. That's not true. If somebody brings wood, and because of that, the fire burns more, you're going to get chayim. So don't tell me it's only if it's your mom. So what's the pshat? So the Bnei Yeshua tells us the pshat in the sugya, and Yossi will have to tell you from the sugya that's coming. Bnei Yeshua comes tells us a very, very important yisoid in the sugya. When we say there's two types of ish, two alokas in ish. There's one halach in Eish, I made a fire in my garden, legally, and then I didn't look after the fire. Fire started spreading and left my garden and burned down somebody's house. Did I intend to burn that person's house? No, I didn't. I intended to make my barbecue, my lagoma fire. I was negligent in looking after the fire. That's one type of Eish. There's another type of Eish, where you're actively involved in the carbonate that caused damage to someone. You're lighting somebody else's house. You're bringing wood in order to cause somebody else damage. You're actively with carbonate there to cause damage to the other person. One of the cases that the reason why you could be chayv is because you were pishaya. And the other one was because miskav in the halvim. There's two types of chiyuv and ba'esh. You also came just in time. Which we're answering the Kashi asked yesterday from the Mishnah. Okay, so take a seat quickly. I'll repeat the questions. We did a quick recap of the Rish Lakish and the Birchon said, Eish Mishon Chitzov, and Rish Lakish said, Eish Shoi Mishon Memoile. So we had the question, we repeated the question you asked. Is it before Shemishnah, the Abno Testament based in Akkoinis? It says that one person brings a fire, the other person brings a piece of wood. The one that brings a piece of wood is chayim. According to Rashi, you hold that your own yikundu shokish and yichayim the fire is yours. So what does he do with that mishnah? So we're explaining that there's two types of possible reasons to be liable for fire. When the Torah speaks about ish, there's two possible reasons why it could be fire. One is because you didn't look after your fire. You were legally right to make that flame. You're making a barbecue or something in your garden. And he didn't look after the fire. The fire afterwards went spread. The discussion are you chayev for the damage that this fire caused? There's another type of reason why you could be chayev is if you use this fire with kavana to cause damage to someone else. You actively use the fire to harm someone. For instance, one person bought a flame, the flame went to die. And I bring wood. And with this wood, intend to cause somebody else's house to get burned down. I was a pesheya. I was not just pesheya, not looking after it, but I'm a scavenger in the house. Bnei Yeshua says that the machlokes of Yechon and Shlokish is only in cases when there is no kavanah in the house. There's only a shia in looking after an existing fire. But if I actively involved, use this fire to cause harm to someone, even if Shlokish agrees that you're crying within Adon Hamas. That's what Bnei Yeshua wants to say. He's got a nice cute deal in the first words of the Gemara. Why does it say, Eishoi Mishun Memoinu? Eishoi, his fire Mishun Memoinu. Why did it say Eishoi? Talk about Eish. The Torah speaks about Eish. Or Mave, the Rosh of the Mishnah. Mave, why are you crying because of Mave? Is it Mishun Memoinu? Or is it because of Chitzov? Or Ace. Are you trying to do this? Why Ace Soy? Where's the bomb there? Ace Soy. His fire. From based on that, yeah, 5 rounds down, sometimes in the one. Ace Soy, Mishun Khidr. Why is it talking about Ace Soy? His fire. Says the Peshua, because that's the whole machlekes. When it's your fire, you made it for whatever you wanted to make it. And then you didn't look after your fire, then you have a machlekes. If you have Peshua, it's with your time. If you actively go ahead and use the fire to do kavanah l'hazik, then you mask him that you have. And this is an important thing which we have to take into account with the entire sugya. Is it true? That's the Bnei Yeshua's Kiddush, which a lot of Kriyim say. The Bnei Yeshua is the one who put it down on the page. And when we say Yochai because of Memoino, that's only when there's no kavanah l'hazik. He calls this a kushya atzoma. Let me just find it. But Emma's here, that's Emma's Kushi Gedoyno. Kushi Gedoyno. This Kasha from my kindness is a Kushi Gedoyno Rashi. That's why he wants to say that the Machloikis is a Behemoth Shlokish be Eishoy and a Dafka be Misha Mardik to Shaloi Bershus. He's lighting in the Ernishus with permission, legal sanction. Hello Shaloi Shimel be Kalto. He didn't look after his Gecheres. Then Mechelis went off and damaged. So you can't be chai because of Chitzol. It did on its own. So you're going to be chai because of Memoine. But have a permission is scavin lahavik bishel chaveir. The Zambians can follow to cause damage to the other guy. They shy the cloud, look to the Beit HaShlomish. Mission scavin lahavik bishel chaveir. Niskaven lahadik b'shachaveh. Ladlik.
Ladlik.
Yeah. When it's wrong, not what does it mean by niskaven lahadik b'shachaveh?
He had intention to take over this entire fire.
Lahadik b'shachaveh. Yeah, okay, say what you're saying.
By us, he didn't have any intention. He went next to the fire, too close. He was not sure how they can give the inspiration of the fire. When he went down next to the fire, he catch something. But then taking on, this is going to be my bonfire number. You're the part of your family. Now, I don't want you to go back to the leader. I tell you, no, I'm going to take it over. I'm not bringing wood over. Of course, the money's fine. He's not even intention to, but right here, he puts it next to it. He never had intention to take on this fire. I was pushing up and dropping the cash on the fire. If I had intention to take over your fire, because I want to do something.
Okay. Bad. But, okay, I'll say I'm willing to accept that. So, and the good is that here, just Pshin looking after a fire, they have the right to make. And the right man is fire, Pshin look after. Ashenke, if in the scavenger, the Hadlik, Bishel Chaveyoy, if he had Kavona to light on his friend's thing, I'm saying minus, but okay, we can either open the timing. There's a difference between what to do. So when we learn through the sugya, we're going to see cases where we see, oh, I shall be potter, I shall kind of say hi. We have to work out are all these cases. Is it the case of Eishoy, meaning you're only chai because there was no pshia, because there was a pshia, that's why you should be chai, but not because of what you did. You did it by the light of the fire, the right to do. So you have the right to do that. So maybe you can't be chai, but you're only chai because of pshia. Oh no, it's the other type of fire. But even if Shlokish is masking, you're going to get fired.
But does Rabbi Yochum have a view of that?
No.
What does Shmira have to do with Rabbi Yochum?
We never had a question on Rabbi Yochum. The question was on Rabbi Shlokish.
Only dealing with only that aspect.
So in Rabbi Shlokish, we have to see this thing. So that's something which we have to bear in mind. Isn't a story, and it's very much big. he brings that also of Eish Shoy. Okay, here, the Lashon HaShas, they call it Eish Shoy in Shomayim HaKayim. They call it Eish in Shomayim HaKayim, and Mavim in Shomayim HaKayim. Why don't they Eish Shoy? That's it, we're talking about a fire that I have a right to make. It's my fire. I have the right to do it. It's my garden. And then I didn't look after it. Oh, my garden. The moment I'm out of it, or your garden.
No, so with Eish Shoy, I mean, it came back to Rabbi Yochanan. When he's saying that, you know, something about how can you own something? So right there, it's an oxymoron right there. You know, the Gemara calling it an Eishah and Rabbi Yochanan going and defining it as being something that doesn't, that he can't have ownership of. It's contradictory.
No, it's not. That's the point. He had the right to make this fire. That's what he should do. My fire, not something which is.
Then why does
he doesn't have mamushas? You can't say. I'm chayav because I'm a moiner. It was his fire, and he had the right to make that fire. It's his fire. Yeah. Okay. So that's the skull of the sugar. Now let's try and bring some rice for a beer and shlomish. So now, makedem shenotzo haro, the Mishnah which we've had a number of times that happens to be on the Mishnah of Chafada from Advis. Mishnah Chafada from Advis means the story of a dog. A dog that took a haro, took a loaf of bread. And it went to Godish, and it went to Haystack. And they ate the loaf of bread, and sadly, on this loaf of bread, there were some coals, and the coals burned down the Godish. So the Mishnah says, what you have to pay? How much on the Charora? Nezek Shalim. Why Nezek Shalim?
Ten.
Ten is Hashem. And the Godish, how much you pay on the Godish? The mission says no machrik. The mission says chatzi nezek. The mission says that. You pay on the godish chatzi nezek. So says the gemara. Tanana, I get him shalom to karara. Bishlei melamanda oma eishoy mishum chitzog. Bishlei mekundrim yeichalon. We can understand the Mishnah. The reason why you pay chatzi nezek. We can understand the reason why you have to pay for the godish. Why? Because chitzog the kerevu. It's the chait of the kelev. The kelev went and took this fire, took this loaf of bread, and he sent off arrows from this loaf of bread because the fire that spread from the loaf of bread is like an arrow. So the dog sent off arrows of the loaf of bread and damaged all of this godish. So you pay chatzi nezek. Why do you pay chatzi nezek, you're moving?
Because it's not serious.
Because it's serious.
Or?
No, age. Because there's no such thing as an animal cry for the age.
Or it's going to shun. There's also, there's not just an but the dog, because the animal shun.
Yeah, this small game goes chitz of the, yeah. Rashi said, Mishune.
Lashon.
Rashi said, Mishune. Where are you? Okay, fine. Very good. Okay, that's that. So according to Rashi, according to Biotom, we can understand why you have to pay for the Godish Katsinedic. Why? Because according to he ate the Chara, so the Chara would say that. And the fire that went off after that, so that's considered the act of the kelev. It's kuyfay of the kelev. So if you have a kelev, then tsuris is a loch and rafi is a loch by tsuris. We've had the whole pair. If an animal walks down the street and stands and walks in somebody's garden and stands on something, that's rego. If he stands on a stone and the stone flips off. Flicks off and smashes something else, that's called tsuris. It's disconnected from the animal, called kuyichoy. Disconnected from the animal, and you only pay chatzi nezek. Halacha Mishnah, you only pay chatzi nezek. So we're saying, here's what, this animal had the loaf of bread. The loaf of bread had some coals. These coals went and burnt the godish, disconnected from the animal. Right? It's like his koya, so you pay chatzi nezek, right? So beach labor there. The manda oma ishem shum chitzov the kerem. And among the Homa Ishanishamoinov, if you hold, it's not considered chitzov. If a fire goes off, if a person lights a fire and the fire goes moving, it's not considered an extension of what the person, the one who lit it, was. It's called its own natural energy. So you own your chai because it's your homoi. So when a person lights a fire, why is Michai for lighting the fire? Because it's like an ox. So what's the deal if the animal lights a fire? Is the owner of the animal chayv to pay?
Should be.
Should not be. There's no such thing as the person having to pay for his animal made the mazik. If an animal makes a pit, you're not chayv to pay for the damage of the pit. If your animal makes the fire, I'm not chayv to pay for the damage of that fire. I'm chayv to pay for damages of what my animal does, but not what my animal created. The Kuriyami. This ish didn't belong to the Baal HaKelev. So why does the Baal HaKelev have to pay? The ish, his Gecholim, belonged to somebody else. The Kelev took the Gecholim. He went and took those Gecholim, which belonged to the baker, and he put it onto the Golish. So what do you want from the Baal HaKelev? Why does the Baal HaKelev have to pay? Big question, it's not. Right? Answer the Gemara. He threw it. The dog threw the coals. If he threw coals, that is serious. Right? Throwing coals like kicking across. The Adi Adoe, I thought you were on the Adi Adoe. Dal Charo, Mishalim, Nezek Shalim. On the Charor, obviously you've been at the Shom because he ate it at simple Shem. He threw this coal, and the coal landed wherever it landed. So wherever it landed, that you would pay Katzin Nezek, Katzin Kodor. Valgodish Kula Potom, and the rest of your bottom. So if you read the Mishnah, the Mishnah says like this, we go back to our Mishnah. Akelev Shanoto Charo, took this loaf of bread. Va'olach v'godish, he went to the Godish. Then, Ochala Charo, if he ate the loaf of bread, v'hindika Godish, and he burned down the Godish. So how did he burn down the Godish? Doesn't say in the Mishnah. But we have to say,
you're frozen.
Yeah, sorry, I was disconnected.
The fire, the spreading fire, like the sparks and things that shoot off from it, be considered a swirl of the poles that without set, without placing them.
She was asking, what would be the mission? We said we're talking about a case where he threw the coal. Why talk about throwing the coal? Why don't we just say you place the coal down and you're tired for the area where you placed it down? That's your question, please.
Yeah.
Right? Why are we saying Godish Lokes? We have to be talking about you through the call. And you're chayv that area, not the rest of the Godish. If you're already saying that when it says a Godish, it doesn't mean, if you're saying when it says a Godish, it doesn't mean the whole Godish, just means the place where the call was. So why do we have to talk about you through in the first place?
Well, we have initially, it does say that it's set on the Kaddish. Doesn't make a distinction on what part of the
Mishnah. So Rishon is saying that Pshat in the Mishnah. That's why I went over the Mishnah. Rishon is saying Pshat in the Mishnah, like Godish Mishane and Katsinezek, didn't mean the old Godish.
Right.
But you're not Chayv the old Godish.
Right.
So one second. So what does the old Godish mean? What the words of the old Godish mean?
That spot.
So why do we have to go through it and it ends up in the spot? So you put it down there. And in that spot, you'll be Chayv. And the rest Potter. Want to answer that, Gasha? Because it wouldn't be on that.
Yeah.
We want a case where you're having Katsin Nezik. You have to say you do it. Mm-hmm. Now, why are you not having for the rest of the Godish?
It's not inspired.
And it doesn't hold it. Oh, marriage, you're paying for marriage. It's not good. So if you put it down in one area and it spreads, put it down in one area, so if you're having Nezik Shon for that area, and part of the rest. The thing is, keeps off.
I don't understand. But even sparks that come out from it, that still wouldn't be considered.
That's all keeps off.
Why wouldn't we see what happened?
Serious? Why serious?
Because the sparks are part of the coal that he was carrying that was connected to him, you know, that he put down.
Sparks.
Why is that different than him stepping on?
Sparks is
like,
nice.
Let's say he stepped on the coal.
Sparks is not tangible. Sparks is like it's been a host. The sparks is not mikurtle. The sparks just go because they go. He didn't keep those sparks going.
Uh-huh.
If it's kundri shlokish, chitzov is only if it's because your action. If you invest in that one, maybe it goes that far. With the animal. The animal put the coals down. The coal has natural tendency to send off sparks. So you're not going to be high for that. Yeah? Yeah, what do you understand in gospel?
It's not pebble. It's a large glass pitcher, whatever it is.
Right.
And it's a small pebble. And it hits in one little spot. All the jars are. Kind of a small spot,
you say
no, the whole
clean
has to be.
What would you say?
Well,
of course, obviously, right?
I'm gonna say, what's
the why did the whole thing collapse? Why does the whole thing collapse? If somebody takes the little brick from building Kapla, it takes out this thing because this thing is holding up the whole thing, it's waiting out the whole thing, brick collapse. So if you make a small hole in glass. So since all glass is connected together, you take out the whole thing left. So you did all that.
Yeah.
It's not like fire. It's like fire.
It's cracking. Basically, it's a crack spreading. Same thing.
No.
One little
thing. The reason why the thing burning down the field is not because this field cracked.
Oh, because the fire was that. I got that spread. Same thing as a crack. If it continues spreading on.
Yossi, I'm sure you can see a
chiddush. I know.
Okay, so I'm going to explain it to you. If you have a kli and I damage the kli, and then I finish, stop doing any more damage, and the kli collapses after that, 3 seconds later it collapses. Why did that happen? Because it did damage to the kli, and the kli was broken. It might take a few seconds for the kli actually to break, but the kli was broken. That was done to the kli. Here, you made a fire. Now, if you would pick up this fire and remove it, the rest of the field would be okay. You didn't. The fire then keeps on going, and therefore the fire keeps on burning more things. So that energy which was created makes more damage. But the damage wasn't done yet. When you made that fire, when you made the column, when you made this coal, that thing's not burnt yet. All right, if we put out this fire, it wouldn't. I'm taking the hole and then the key breaks. You're finished. That key is broken. As soon as you did that act, the key is broken. So one is that you did the damage already. It just might take time for it to manifest itself. And the other is you created the thing that will do the damage, but it hasn't done the damage yet. That's the chiddush. Made it says Rish Lakish. Since the damage hasn't happened yet, and what's the damage that's going to happen? It's this energy is going to burn it down. So if it's my energy, I'll be chayav because it was my energy that did it. If it's not my energy, what did I do? I made an energy. I made the field burn down. That was not good. Good are you on us, but there's a big difference between them. Okay, fine. So that's the cash we got, cash from the Mishnah. And the answer was like the Gemara answered. That Rish Lakshu said, Yechai for the Gosh Chatzin Ezek is still marrying to the Gosh, to the Kol. Big deal, you know? Pashas, the Mishnah is not your beard. That's the Pashas. Mishnah doesn't say anything about the Gosh, he doesn't say anything about every one little area of the Gosh. Mishnah says, Yechai for the Harara and Yechai for the entire Gosh. Yechai for the Gosh, Pashas, the entire Gosh. So, the it's not usually convinced what he's saying is right because it's not Shaq and so I'll call him and have to say that's a shot on this mission. Adiyadir will make up his Adiyadir, but also say when he says God is your mentor, you want him. This is where you see if somebody's convinced he's right, everything else can go out the window. You have a possible scene, you can say it's the Adam Amadi, that's the yesterday we had, or when it was last time we learned. Mavi, we said a riot to a beautiful one, the post says, Shani Mishan, Mavi Sabeo, says we should give them to me, Sukim, I'll tell you some other Shan apostle, it cannot be Hitzov. It can't be Hitzov. It's not going to be Kurka, it can't be Hitzov. Okay, I'm bringing a Mishnah, the Mishnah clearly seems to be saying, if I have Nezik Shon, I have Nezik in the whole God, I don't know. I'm not talking about that, so I'm going through it, land in one little area, and you're in that little area, either Mishnah Mashma not. Listen, it's not Shayek to say Chitzov. This is not Shayek. It's Chitzov has to be Mikoichoi, and this is not Mikoichoi. This is its own energy going to damage. So if you're convinced what you're right, if you're convinced what you're saying is right, then you don't feel intimidated by anything. Okay? Fine. Fibriachon, how are the Fibriachon down the Mishnah? Well, that's much more possible. We're halfway down the page. Fibriachon. The Ancha by the little Dalit, the Ancha Anuchi. You place the coal down, the Ancha on the coal, and wherever the place, wherever it was placed down, Mishali Nezek Sharem, you pay Nezek Sharem. I like Godish, but the whole rest of the Godish, Mishali Mechatzi Nezek, you pay Chatzi Nezek. There's Rashi. Love Rashi. Rashi, Chitzov, the Kelev, him. Can you see it? Mm-hmm. First of all, the line, the Chayvim. So you have it? First of all, the line, the Chayvim is here. So that.
This is a.
Rashi, Chitzov, the Kelev. Chitzov, the Kelev. The Kodesh, the fact that God's man down is like the arrows of the Kelev, that leads through. He'll go for Shalom Chatzin. For Adam Amadik, if a person lights it, why is he Chayim Nezik Shalom? Why is he Chayim Nezik Shalom? Shane didn't serve his problem. And there's the thing in Sirius, a lot of Mishim Sinai of Chatzin Nezik by Adam. That's the thing by animals. An animal that's made the Chitz of Chayim Chatzin Nezik, a person is Chayim Nezik Shalom. Particle Jewish Lokish. It's not the moment of the Baal Kelev. Does it belong to the Baal Haro? It belongs to the Baal Haro. It belongs to the owner of the loaf of bread. So why is the owner of the animal going to pay? The Adye Adui. She's not going. I'm mocking Gacheles, I'm mocking Shin Nochlo, Gacheles Shom, the place that Gacheles lands, the Rishon Chatzin Ezek, the Tzorius Hima, Kerbasar, the Tzorius, the Kerem made it. That's why you're trying to be Chatzin Ezek. Lishna Chine, Adi Aduye means Lishna Chine, the Mishoni, this is what you were saying before. Adi Aduye, the reason why you're Chatzin Ezek, is not because of Tzorius, but because it's Mishoni, the weird thing. God is fully potter, the Eshoi Bishop Memoinoi. The high lab Memoinoi, not his mind. But Soya is like an amazing. You can't even serve. They'll be mocking the Gacheles Eilah because from whenever it starts moving off, don't call Eish Me'elom. The fire burnt on its own. Me'elom. It's not my action. The dog brought the fire, but then the fire went off on its own. So maybe it's not serious. Tzaris is only if the animal itself invested in the strength, and that's what made the thing great. The fact that the fire moves on, it's all me'elom. Says Rashi, why do you have to talk about the fruit? Mishnah doesn't say anything about the fruit. Rashi, the ancha imacha, and then he placed it down with the loaf of bread. Normally, lo yipotzi le miski chatzin ezek. It doesn't make sense to say chatzin, you shouldn't have said chatzin ezek. Amidi, on anything. Amidi, on anything. The amokim gecheles, because on the place of the gecheles, chayv ezek shalim. Or a go with someone you want, and on the rest of it, you report to complete. The Vierto, not my ancient Mishum Chitz, or the Vierto holds that no Yachagos of Chitz, Chitz, Moikim lo bin the Oncho Ancho. He will establish the case, he's doing my place to down, Kyok in a normal fashion, Tacharor and Ezek Sholeim to Shem. Vamokim Gakaris and Ezek Sholeim to Opim. Or a time of it, nine months to be dying wasn't in serious. A god is Kuli Chatzinezek, the chitz of the kelevo, stiff the dog shot at his arrows, behind with serious, and that is serious in a higher Chatzinezek. Okay, that's the first mile of the Gemara, first bash, very shlokish. Shlokish also is from Shema Boino. What do you do with Kelev Shlot of Harara? Very see him a whole god is you pick? No, don't bring the whole god is Chatzinezek. Anyway, Chatzinezek one little place. And that place, because he threw it there. Very good. Next, bash. Toshima. Gomol tol pishto. Gamal, a camel carrying. Yes.
So what is the book?
Yeah.
I remember how that was saying passing the animal passing the head is something common.
Comes the Maharaj was saying that, well, then serious. Yeah, through it, like kicking a stone. So kicking the stone, you do this goal. Yeah. Toshima, Gomol Tom Krishna. This next Gemara needs work. Okay? If Tom now was okay, which Moshem was, Moshem continues to, will be okay. But it takes a bit of effort. Toshma, Gomol Ton Pishton. There was a camel who was carrying a load of flax. The Obal Mishon Sarabim. And it was walking. Where was it walking? In the public domain. The public domain. It was going in the public domain. Nichasa Pishton, his Pishton who entered the shop. How did it enter the shop? Has been open burdened, right? It obviously wasn't just packed tightly, it must have been open burdened, and the straw, the flax, went into the shop. Vidolkoi and caught fire, Benegoi Shal Chemini. The candle of the Chemini. Chemini had some candles there, obviously, he's got right type candles. No, it wasn't a candle shop, but he had some candles because he wanted to see what he was doing. And it caught fire on it. Vehidlik is Abira. And due to this, the Pishton lit up the entire building. Whoa. So now they've gone to court. Who has to pay for the bill? Fact the building got burnt down? The Mr. Chemini, the one that left the candles lying around, or the Balagoma? Or no one? What would you say? It says the Mishnah, it says the Gemara, I'll tell you what. The Balagomel Chayiv. The Balagomel is Chayiv to pay. We have to understand why should the Balagomel have to pay. We'll see. Near Chemini, near Mevachutz, if the Chemini left the candle outside, he was negligent. Why are you leaving candles outside? Chemini Chayiv. Chemini is Chayiv. Why is the chamini chayiv? Because he's at fault. Why did he leave out? He's going to be chayiv. If you live out b'nei chanukah potah, if it says b'nei chanukah potah, here's a collected item, very rare mentioned the Mishnah. Very rare, chanukah is very rarely mentioned in the Mishnais, Kemat, never. And this is one of the places where it got slipped in. If you just said, and have some place on this, if you don't remember chanukah potah, b'nei chanukah potah, why? But we're going to see, we learned to then in our cranes, since, and they're right, because of the mitzvah. And leave the candle outside, therefore, you can't say that he was a pusher. You have the right to leave outside. Other no. Camel hand, maybe, be hired. They're not here. Says the Mishnah, says Rashi. Biro. What is a biro? Says Rashi, Bais Gole. A big house. The whole house got better. The B'nai HaChanukah Pato, Shemitzah L'Anich B'Shusra'am Nikosu Anise, Shemitzah to place in B'Shusra'am because of Pesume Nisa. Right. So, what's the kasha? What's it got to do with the Rebbe Mishlokish? Says the Gemara, five, 10 lines up. That's where the man is coming. Bichle Menamanda Oma Isha Mishum Chitzo. Can understand the Kuntz of Manda Oma Isha Mishum Chitzo. I can understand the words. That the kids of the Gomel, who answer why the Balagomel is Chayim, answer the Risha. The Risha says the Balagomel is Chayim, I can understand that. Well, I can understand it. Because why did it burn down? Because the Gomel shot these arrows. The Gomel got hold of this fire and then went and shot these arrows. Shot this fire all over the Gomel, all over the Bira, and it's all the arrows of the Gomel, so it's going to be Chayim. So chitza of the gomel can be chayim because of the chitza. Why is it chayim? It didn't work.
What is the chitza
of the gomel? Fire. Fire was a candle. The gomel then went and took this fire and sent it in all different directions, burning down the whole house.
All he did was just put hair on top of it.
That's all that's called chitza, yes. That's all he did. Because by him taking this hay on it, he now been walking along the street. He's shooting out these fire flames all over, burning down the house. So it's chitzol, the gomel here. It's the chet of the gomel. The gomel killed lit the fire and then went shooting it. What is he going to be chayim for? Chitz of the gomel, what are you going to be chayim for? What, under which obvious zikin is the... Is the owner of the gomel going to be chayv? We know you're chayv with the soy, shen, regal, kerem, boy, mother, right? Those are the five obvious things we need to know to put them in. So this camel walked down the street and was shooting out these fire flames, right? Fire arrows, right? And burning down the house. So we're saying the Bala Gomel's chayv. Why? What's he chayv? Under which category? Aish, he didn't like that fire. So why is he chayev? Chitz of the gomel here. The gomel is making this. The so why is he chayev? There's a vicha that regal type of regal, but a bit not mamish regal.
Tzoris.
It's regal, like Rafi's saying, the animal's walking normally, but he's shooting arrows. It's koi koi. So for me, that would be called chitz of the tzoris. How much would you have to pay? So when it says in the Mishnah, the Afsamach Beis, it says you pay bala gomel chayev, it means chayev chatzin. The Vashmote, Mishnah doesn't say that, that's what has to be. It is a chitz of the gomel tzoris. Every tzoris only chatzin. Okay. Elo, the manda oma, mishum, according to Rish Lakish, who said that the reason why you're chayv for Eish is because of Momoi. Hi, Eish, Lama, Moino, the Baal Gomel. It's not his Momoi. Why should he be chayv? Now we know, we said earlier about the Yeshua, that if a person himself would actively be involved in burning down somebody's house, it wouldn't bother me. To hear the owner of the cow wasn't actively involved in that. The only reason why he'd be chayim, because he didn't look after his fire. Not his fire. So why should you be chayev? I Islam, we know the Baal Gamal who
camel come in contact with those things would be the omega.
Why?
Because it's an extension of it, it's like the
fire was
but if it's the load that's causing the damage.
The load made the fire.
It's making fire.
And then this fire went naturally and burned down the house. Why should be ashamed? Regal is what I use my animal does with its load being. Here, this load went, this load then went on a life of its own and went started going on a rampage. Why does it matter? Why does it bother going after the fish?
Well, have to pay where it made contact. It's not where it's spread, where it made contact. So it made contact in multiple places.
Well, I mean, you said it made back on around multiple places.
Well, it's walking along.
That's the next part of the call. We haven't got it.
Okay.
Remember, we're in the castle anymore. We just. And I was walking down the street and on fire because it was burning and reading the core hole of the house and burned down the house. So why should the Baal Gamal have to pay? I ish lam and moiling the Baal Gamal who? This is a very difficult cause. Why is it not the moment of the Baal Gamal? Why is it not the moment of the Baal Gamal? The candle wasn't his. But there's a raging fire going on the back of the camel. Who does that belong to? This furnace that's on the back of a camel. Who does it belong to? Not a camel. So why tell me it's not his following? It's his following. This tool, whatever he's carrying, this pishton, is owned by him, and this pishton is caught fire. So this pishton is Eishoy, and this Eishoy is now going to burn other things in the vicinity. Why is it not Eishoy? Why is it not Eishoy? Why is it not Mamoino? True, the candle wasn't his fire, but there's something else since then. That was history. The candle was the original cause. And now we have the pishton that's on his back that's burning merrily and causing more so damage. So let that be his moment.
He doesn't have to
live
the fire.
That's what I'm asking. Why are we saying here that it's not considered Eishem Hashem Emoino? Because it's not his candle, it's not his fire. If you look at his camel, it's definitely a fire there. And that fire belongs to him.
But maybe it doesn't because if he didn't start the fire, and we're saying that fire is not transferable, like we should have learned before.
Oh,
it's not transferable. You can't take a fire and take a stick to it and then claim ownership of the fire on the stick. And that doesn't work that way. The commutation of it.
So you're saying good, it's just the ringer that you put down this Rashi. We started. If you go right back, the fourth Rashi of the page, Rashi taught us, and this is where he knows it from, that when we discussed whether it's your fire, it means whether the source of the fire was yours. Not interested about what burns afterwards. If the gacheles was yours, then it's Eishem Hashem. If the Gacheles wasn't yours, even if other things caught fire afterwards, lock badly. If Gacheles, he says that it's David and Mukhak and Sugi, now the way of learning it. Then even though, of course, his pishon is burning, Givaldi, but that wasn't the source of the fire. The source of the fire was the candle, and that candle wasn't. Tremendous chiddush. Who cares what the candle was? Now I've got something else burning. No. When it comes to Eishem Hashem Emoino, I don't know whether you're chayav because of your mamoin. It's your mamoin because of the original life of the fire. Then the Gemara, it's not the chemenis, it's not the ish of the paragon, it's the ish of the chemenis. And therefore what?
He doesn't own it, so it's not his mom, it's not his property, it's not his mom. And
the paragon will be put. Would the Baal Chemeni be chayiv? Why not? But there's an animal, you left in a place where an animal could come and take the fire and burn it. You're saying it's a Muslim, like Shkiat, that the camel should be overloaded. And therefore, I don't need to be concerned about it. It wasn't a shame when I made my fire. When I made my fire, it wasn't a shame. Right? And I made my bow, I wasn't Bisha. I didn't have to think that was Lilith was going to come in. And therefore, I'm going to be right, very good. That's how the Chariah the Pasha Surah. So Chariah the Pasha. Others do learn this, two Mahatmim in the Surah. Others do learn that the Balachem would be Chayim. He sees his fire is gone further, he has to look after it. But let's go with yours. I think that's a simple reading. Lama went about Gol. About Gol, I can't be Chayim. No one should be Chayim. Right? Oh, Malachosh, so what's the kasha? So why are we saying the Balagomel Skyim? It's not his mama. Oh, Malachosh, Lokish. Mocha, Bema Iskinon, Bema Saf Seches, Kolon, Habiro Kulon. It's not that the animal is walking and the fire, because it's a raging fire, caught hold of the rest of the building. No, this animal was actually physically touching with its burning coal, burning pishton, all over the house. And that's why he's chayav to pay. Which is like Shora was saying earlier, that if there's a physical impact to the animal and the house, then the animal is going to be chayav din what?
Regular.
I mean, the regular. There's no H, because it's not the H of the Balabai. So. This animal is physically breaking down the house by touching it with all flammable material. Oh, very good. What are you asking? It says it's kind of important to this. If you learn this psalm and safsechas then it's going to be chayev, not chatzi nezek, like we said before in the Vietnam. The nezek shalim is chayev nezek shalim. The question is, I thought that's what you were asking. Why should we chayev anything? Where is this animal? So,
no,
it says clearly, Yamal, Shalom, Kishon, Va'ov, Abish, Surahim.
Wait,
before
this,
you said
there's some kind of shooting out.
So, it was walking in Shusurahim. And it was the flax was going into Shazirah. It was walking in Shazirah. So how can you tell me a chai because of Regel? Regel's button in Shazirah. Regel's only chai in Shazirah.
Yeah.
Who answered? Rafi.
That's Rish, right?
Now what? Well, what did Ruben answer? What did Rafi answer?
I think that's
what? I mean,
because
clearly it was Irish as well.
I know he didn't want to walk in the proximity. He went, his body or parts of load went into the
Yossi. Okay. So it says Yossi, and the shame is your interpreter. But it says Yossi. No, here's called Irish as well because the flax is Irish as well. Let's carry on. Amen. 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 If the animal is physically burning down his house, am I chayiv? Why is it chayiv? I want to say, where's the flax now? The flax is now not inside the rishus. It's touching outside the rishus yachid. It's in rishus rabim. It's touching the outer wall of the rishus yachid. And still we're saying, why should the balachemini be chayiv? The gaon should be chayiv, right? That's how Tosfos speaks out. The gaon should be chayiv. The balagaon should be chayiv. Why should be chayiv? For the regal, but here's mamish in Rishon Sarabim. Here the animal is walking in Rishon Sarabim with the flax is rubbing across the outside of Rishon Sarabim. They have to say bigger things for Rav for a second. Rather, if it goes inside the Shatziyachid, we say it's got dinner with Shatziyachid. Even if it's just rubbing on the outside of the Shatziyachid, that's enough to be called Shatziyachid. The animal's walking in Shatziyachid, but its flax is rubbing on the Shatziyachid, that's got dinner with Shatziyachid.
That's no different than the shame. The animals in Shatziyachid and eating
is there the animal? The animal's eating in the shiur,
and the flax is also in the shiur.
Not in it, on the out, touching on the outside. But what it did, we had once an animal's walking in the shiur, it's rubbing,
up to the
and
side.
There's a block, and there's a stick of wood, and he stands on that stick, and that stick of wood goes from Shizu Rabin to Shizu Yochid, then breaks the clean in Shizu Yochid. Now he's a Jepotah, because he's walking in Shizu Rabin. So this, I would have thought maybe it's the same. No, we see not. We see not. And here, it's not like that. It's more like if something like your case, or in a better case, I'm walking in Shizu Rabin, walking in Shizu Rabin, kicks off stones from Shizu Rabin to Shizu Yochid. We are high for that. If the damage happened in Shizu Yochid, that's
enough. Yeah, but it happened in the case of the stone, that'd be only fancy nazar, because that was sort of, they were talking about home nazar. Because it's part of the animal, because it's attached to the animal.
That's why it's there, Lichon. Correct? Yeah. Why is it not bigger than Shizurami? That's the cash loss. Should be regular Shizurami, should be part of.
It's bigger, but part of the animal is considered still in the other Rishis.
Why? Because it's touching on the outside of that Rishis, it's enough to be called a Shizurami. It's something they have said.
As
long as they have
zoning laws to, you know, or set back, you have to have your house set back from the mountains to protect people from having.
Very good. Okay. So that's the answer. Yochim is safer. Let's go over that one. Yochim is safer. Im hiniachem hiniachem mevachutz chem hiniachayim. Im b'maslach seches amayachayim. Why should the chem hiniachayim? This gomel's burning it down. Where's the owner of the camel? Why is it not moving along? There it is. Kisha on the. It's standing still. Sorry. The camel's standing still, and therefore the chemini is chayim. On the besichsecha, if it's standing still, koshing in the chemini potter, or Baal Gomel chayim. Certainly the Baal Gomel should be chayim, because he sees it standing still and causing this massive fire. It's like, Gemara, no, we're talking about Amayavon and Bamanoyach. It's going to get the animal was an onus, couldn't move, it was busy being matzal and mary, so it couldn't move. That's why the balagol is not going to be. What do you want to do? What do you want? Burning the outside of the house, whose fault is that? You left the candle there. The balagol, the balagol is going to be chayim because he caused salt. Let's see some Rashi.
Then we try to light it over, right?
In that case, the Baal Gomel would be part of
it. No. It's in the case where the regular case works.
That's how Tosis is. We might discover that Rashi doesn't run that way, but that's how Tosis is. Says Rashi. Hello, Moinoy. Masach Sechas is called Abir. Shai Gomel, you see the beginning of the line, Masach Sechas. Shai Gomel, Oiva, Bifni, Kalabir. It's passing in front of the entire house of the Sachsecho and is lighting it. So, that's considered the entire thing is like the place of the Gecheles and Yechai because of Regen. But generally, Sha'ish Elech Me'aleh, where the fire is going on its own, Lav Chitzovein, that's not called Chitzovein, he would be Chai. Sachseches, what's that mean? Medalekes, he's lighting it. Bisha'omdo. Oh my God, the gamel stood still, the sich is going to be on, and it burned down the whole house. How? Shoisach had lost a gedolah, he had a tremendous great burden on his back, kineged kol habir, the equivalent of the whole building. The Gemara shomeg la sugi milse, and the Gemara didn't manage to finish its statement, or birchei, and they asked him. We have a problem. The Gemara said, Kisha Omok. Then the Gemara jumped on him, Omda Kol Shekit. So what did the first person mean? When the first one said Omda, he's not stupid. What did he mean? It says the Gemara, says Rashi, he really meant to say Omda Latamir Glaim. But there was a agitated member of the audience. And when he said Kisha Omok, explain to you, Omda Latamir Glaim. He never managed to finish off his sentence before the guy asked him, how can it be? That's what Rashi said.
Why did Rashi say this?
Because we don't understand what the happening of the shoal of the territories. No way. Omda. How did Omda help that? The consequence of how did that help? What was his happening? Says Rashi, he always wanted to say Omda Latsumir Gulai. He never managed to get there. Like Gemara is Sholak and Suki in the Mill City. The Gemara didn't wait to finish, didn't allow him to finish his words, or Balkan asked on him. also gain shalom in the maya for the nagel shalitzach. So if it's standing there, he should certainly have been involved to remove it. I'm thinking more about Omdo, Lahatil, Bimel. He stood still, Lahatil, Bimel. The honest rule, he was an Enos, the Sixth, and he caused the house to burn down. Okay, that's where we're up to today. Where are you holding in your preparation? The shiny is when we're going to have Shel Sapi. What's the story? Where are you all holding? Pretend that if you need the time of preparations. I know, are you up to the two dots ready?
No, not.
Okay, so then Nietzsche, Sunday at 10:30. On Sunday, because today is Thursday and Sunday is the next year, we can give an extra hour of preparation. It's only 10:30, Mitz Hashem, Chomt. Mitz Hashem. Okay.
That's something optimal around the middle.